long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlock, Chairman.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are tuned in, as you just heard, to CITR 101.9 FM, located on the campus of University of British Columbia in Vancouver, on unceded Musqueam territory. This program, each Monday, 3 to 4 p.m., is called The Burrow, and my name is Andy Resto. And today, I'm truly abandoned and by myself, alone in a musical cave of sorts, because it is Victoria Day. It's a holiday. Nobody's around here right now except for myself in a pretty warm burrow here, which is the studio here at CITR. On this program, there's only really one group that could sufficiently kick off a celebratory episode in a way, if we want to make this a Victoria-themed episode, which it will be. I'm going to start things off with none other than The Fall, with one of their more controversial songs, a cover of The Kinks' Victoria. Controversial only because people are a little bit upset that they did it. It's pretty poppy in a way. But off of 1989's The Friends Experiment, terrific album, this is The Fall with Victoria, kicking off a Victoria Day episode of The Burrow here on CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
This one's got a long fade out. That is The Smiths. You know that band, The Smiths? I'm sure many of you are aware of who they are. Off of their album, The Queen Is Dead. And that is the title track, The Queen Is Dead, in recognition of May 18th, which is Victoria Day here in Canada. Meant to celebrate the Queen's birthday. I'm going to twist it more as a recognition of our capital here in BC, Victoria. Now, another thing, the way this song ends, if you were listening to it, life is very long when you're lonely and it trails out for a bit. I'm very lonely here today, station is, in a way, abandoned. Nobody's here, nobody's working. So please, call into the station, 604-822-CITR, and you can, just say something to me, give a request. Just to know somebody's out there listening and give you a shout out. You know, I'm open to suggestions. Moving on from here, a couple of other tracks, by the way, that I had in mind that I could have opened this Victoria Day special with. We started with the Fall song called Victoria. It's a very obvious, straightforward choice that I made there. And then playing The Queen is Dead, a little bit of a, I don't know, ironic, sardonic, I don't know what the word is, jab at the holiday. A couple of other Fall tracks I could have worked here. I was going to play Leave the Capital off of Slates, more in reference to Victoria, our capital. And also could have played City Hobgoblins, which has a very poignant verse in the middle of which Marky Smith says, Queen Victoria is a large black slug in Piccadilly, Manchester. So again, but it would have been slid in there. Wouldn't have been about as obvious of why I was playing the song. So instead, I went the easy way and played Victoria, their cover of The Kinks off of 1989's The Friends Experiment. Now, next set, got about probably five bands or so lined up who are all from Victoria, our capital here in BC, as I mentioned before. I'm going to play some highlights, some songs that I like. Going to start with Frog Eyes, one of my favorite Victoria bands, off of their album, The Golden River, which came out years ago. I don't know the exact year. A song called Latex Ice Age here on the Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
What's California with them streams and the creeks running down, down to the sea? Let me see. I love a latex and I say. Send it up on the pine sides and shoot out of holes and with the children of the land. Though the ice is repulsive to them, when the winter it bloody clings. Holy shit.
All right.
That last one was for Ken and Melissa, who called in. Thank you for calling in. Asked for anything off of Zen Arcade by Husker Du, which, first of all, is a terrific suggestion, because as anybody knows, that is the best Husker Du album from 1983, I believe. Although I hope that that selection wasn't too much of a disappointment. It's my favorite track on the album, called The Tooth Fairy and the Princess. Although, as far as typical Husker Du, you know, almost ambient thrash goes, maybe not as satisfying. Chartered Trips, another great song in that album. I was debating between those two. Decided to go with The Tooth Fairy and the Princess. So again, that's for Ken and Melissa, who right now, Ken is painting a portrait of Melissa as we speak. So they still managed to give me a call and drop in a request. So if you're interested, you can call in 604-822-CITR. I'm open to suggestions. Right now, we're going to jump back to some Victoria music, Freak Heat Waves. Bonnie's State of Mind is a terrific new album. And going to play a song called China Blue off of that record right after a brief break.
Open Media International is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
Thank you.
All right, we are back. CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called The Burrow, if you haven't been listening. And this is a semi-Victoria Day themed episode. Started everything off with Victoria by the Fall. As basic as you can get for this program. That shouldn't be ringing out loud. So, you know what? I'm going to go to a song as this phone is ringing. Another Victoria band. This is Fountain with a song called Oubliette. And we're back again. That was Fountain here on the Burrow. Fountain from Victoria, our capital. And Fountain going to be playing Music Waste coming up in a couple of weeks. I will maybe have a Music Waste, probably have a Music Waste themed episode next week. So we'll get into that more later. Right now, joined in studio. It's not lonely anymore. The Burrow is now not quite so isolated. Joined by my buddy, Kevin. How are you doing?
Yo, doing good.
Recent UBC grad. I'm sure you're extremely proud of yourself. Is that the word you
this would use? Education has been the highlight of my life. The best 6 years. Never any regret, doubt, hatred. Yep, sure.
All right, so ceremony was good. Natural ceremony.
It's like three days from now.
I thought you did it
already. No, man.
Oh, man. Okay.
That's going to be great. Just three guys I've never met being like, you're going to all change the world.
Yes, I just saw one myself last weekend. A law school graduation. Very, very pompous in a way.
Pompous?
I mean...
Even pompous. In Oregon, pompous.
Yeah, well, there's just weird garb everyone has to wear, colors that represent different levels of academic achievement and strange things and very, you know, expected speeches.
Horn music.
There was live band playing horn music. Anyhow, I mean, it's nice, but it's a bit of a strange,
yeah,
archaic ritual.
Maybe like one every 5-10 years would be good.
Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, we were discussing, recently was thinking about movies, and this seems random that it's just coming out of nowhere, but we discuss movies a lot, and recently did a bit of a list of the worst movies of, close to being the worst movies of all time, but over the last 5 years or so. And for me, what it comes down to, if anybody has seen Hercules with Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock, and a movie called Getaway with Ethan Hawke and Selena Gomez, or driving a car, Selena Gomez, the child who is 20 years old.
But as opposed to like Dwayne Johnson as Hercules with his perfect white teeth.
Yeah.
His voice? Let's just start there. I am Hercules.
The acting was terrific. It was just everything else.
here's how we'll win the war here. Put your shield over
wall.
Your heads. Use your spear. That's the montage.
Shield wall. The shield wall.
The shield wall.
Yeah, so you have a few.
I got
that
a few.
Are on the top of your
I got
mind.
A few that just came up, yeah.
All right. Okay, what do you have for us?
Let's start with The Wolfman.
Ah, see, The Wolfman is so bad. It's a movie I didn't even complete. I started it and didn't finish.
It happens.
That's Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. So you know it's bad.
Yeah. All right.
Benicio del Toro. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty rough. That ends with like a 15-minute fight, CGI fight of two Wolfmen fighting in a burning house. Okay, I got another one, though.
All right.
I got a great one. Cowboys and Aliens.
That one sneaks by a little bit. It's, you know...
Because it's so forgettable.
I gave it way too much credit when I first saw it. I didn't think it was good, but I thought, like, oh, they did something interesting, and they kind of did what they wanted. But you watch it, and the aliens are just... It's pretty much the same alien that's in Super 8 and, like, 10 other alien movies. And then it's Daniel Craig, who doesn't look natural as a cowboy. Harrison Ford's a mummy. He's been a mummy for the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
So anytime he shows up...
I know, they were like, he's an old man, so he'll look like a cowboy, but he doesn't.
He's similar to Samuel Jackson right now, where he's just become a cartoon. He's a caricature of himself. Anytime he shows up in a movie.
Samuel Jackson still got a couple good ones, like Kingsman, he was...
the Kingsman.
He's got that lisp, you know, it's different. He's trying. Harrison Ford doesn't try. He just goes up. God damn. Like,
yeah.
You're talking to me, boy.
Yeah, he doesn't have much left.
I feel like any movie with Dennis Quaid is probably on this list.
If there's been a movie with Dennis Quaid.
What was that movie, Vantage Point? You ever see that?
Oh, no, where they had 8 different views.
To save the president.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Oh, I feel like any movie with like an ensemble cast has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some bad ones out there.
I just saw Chef. I don't know. But it was pretty good,
though.
Oh,
I heard about that. Okay.
Oh, that's a good movie, though. Mm-hmm. I guess.
I mean, we endured the SpongeBob movie.
Oh, dude, that movie is sick.
it's funny.
Okay.
But
I got a story about that. Okay. So I was walking by the Dunbar Theater.
Yeah.
On 420, and SpongeBob had a limited showing at 420 at this family theater.
That's ridiculous.
It's like, this is kind of messed up.
Yeah.
So it's like little kids going to SpongeBob at 420, and then like all these like stone
be a bunch of 30-year-olds. 30-year-olds.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, SpongeBob.
That's ridiculous.
Though they know that, like, that movie is definitely, with all the weird like claymation
I know,
stuff.
Yeah, it's a disturbing film. Anything else that's on the top of your mind?
Oh, jeez.
I had this movie called The Killing Season with Robert De Niro and John Travolta.
Oh, jam.
John Walking Travolta. With Dinosaurs. Which I have seen.
Oh, Justin Long.
Dumb and Dumber 2. Haunted House 2.
Oh, man. Oh, Haunted House 2? That looked okay.
You just need to watch the first 10 minutes and you'll know. It's rough. It's a rough one.
Oh, man. What's that movie that just came out with Eric Bana? It was like movie with... Yeah, I know. Eric Bana. Do you remember him?
Not Poltergeist.
He's in Munich.
Poltergeist? Yeah, I know Eric. Yeah.
No, it's not Poltergeist. Jurassic Park 4 looks like it's going to take the cake.
It's going to be up there. Transformers 4 is one, although I think that movie's terrific. Anyhow, so anybody out there listening, 604-822-CITR, you can tell us what you think the worst movie,
oh man,
maybe of all time or last decade,
all
maybe,
time
that you think.
Green Hornet's got to be on that list.
All time, Twilight Saga.
Ooh,
the third one.
That's right. Twilight's pretty bad.
Breaking Dawn Part 1.
I haven't actually seen a Twilight.
Yeah.
To be honest,
it's rough.
But like, just the book, just everything. just the trailer, man.
It's just on a bit of a different level, and I hate to be the person that's just like, oh, Twilight sucks. Everyone says that. Everyone understands it. But then you go and see it, and it just takes it to somewhere else.
But like Team Edward or Team Jacob.
Team Jacob.
Oh, my God.
Because that guy, what's his name?
Taylor Lautner.
Is in Sharkboy and Lavagirl.
He is in
Sharkboy. Which is terrific.
Dude, but terrific. Robert Pattinson's in Water for Elephants.
Oh, that's your favorite movie of all time.
Well, he's in yours, Cosmopolis.
That's true. All right. So we're going to go back to music for a second. We did have one call when the phone was ringing out loud for some reason. Not supposed to happen. Speaking of Harrison Ford, our buddy Harrison called in.
Yes.
Yeah, and so shout out to Harrison, probably sitting in his home at Blenheim and 10th and listening to us.
Should we give the specific address? If you want to rob someone, his door's usually open.
He recommended or asked for a song by Slow Dive. Very popular, shoegaze band from the 90s, who also recently did a reunion tour last summer. This song is called Melon Yellow. It's going to play that for you. And then going to jump back, as I was doing before, to some Victoria bands. I've got one more that I wanted to play, a band called Garbage Mountain from Victoria, who will be playing Music Waste as well here in Vancouver in a couple of weeks. Right now, this is Slow Dive, a song called Melon Yellow on the Murrow, CITR 101.9.
Sun and moon watch
That was Garbage Mountain. And yes,
aka the Beautiful People.
Yes, it sounds like, sounded like The Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson.
And I don't want you. But,
Garbage Mountain.
You resist or I'll beat you.
Another Victoria based band. In recognition of Victoria Day here today, joined in studio by Kevin. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Somebody said who was listening that we were too cute, or that in a nice way, as in we sounded very cute together. And I was thinking, I read a description of a book I'm reading, a review of it, called it brilliant and disturbing. And as I read this, I realized, you know what? That's what I aspire to be in my life. I know that I probably don't have the production values, as far as my radio program goes, the production values to be the one, and I'm not serious or intense enough for the other. But one day, I may be seen that way. If someone on my grave or on a statue of myself will write brilliant and disturbing. And that's kind of music I try to play.
That's me. I'm Marilyn Manson. People think I'm brilliant and disturbing.
That's what I aspire. That's what I aspire to.
You aspire to be me?
No, not quite.
Speaking of disturbing, though, we have some more terrible movies.
We have. So we are discussing worst movies of the last 5 or 6 years before. We got one, which was...
Spring Break.
Didn't see that. I actually kind of want to see it.
Spring Break.
I hear...
That's the trailer. The whole trailer was just Spring
Break.
Well,
the thing is, Gucci Mane is in it. It's Atlanta trap rapper.
Oh, isn't... Oh, what's his name in it?
Riff Raff.
Riff Raff.
Well, Riff Raff was upset of James Franco's character. Gucci Mane, though, is in it. Funny story about that is that he was filming a sex scene in the movie. And while they were filming
it... With your girl, Selena Gomez?
No. And while they were filming it, he fell asleep. And so in the movie, if you were paying attention, he's actually asleep during part of the scene.
I feel like that makes sense in the context of that movie. Yeah. Like, no one would question it. I mean, the whole audience is probably asleep.
Yeah, it's true. It kind of came out of nowhere a little bit. Do we have any other ones? Any other ones came in?
About Blaze of Glory, but that's kind of old.
That's pretty old. Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, maybe we should just think harder here.
Yeah.
Maybe during a nice song.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mentioning Will Ferrell, he's had some movies that I enjoy, but people think are bad, like Anchorman 2.
But Dobie.
Dobie
the Shark.
Dobie. The Campaign I thought was kind of funny.
Oh, geez.
But,
yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I mean, obviously, Hangover 2 and 3 have got to be some of the worst. I haven't seen even 3, but 2 is just...
It's true. Myself. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so we'll come up with more. Someone should call in. 604.
Avengers 2. Oh, sorry.
Well, that'll be up there.
Avengers 2
eventually is going to be there. Although,
time will tell.
I'm not going to ruin it for all of you who might want to still see it. 604-822-CITR. You can call and tell us your least favorite film. I'm going to move on. Tomorrow night at the Lido, Broadway and Fraser around there, Ace Martins will be playing. Ace Martins, a friend of this program, is on here a few months ago. Also, the drummer of that band is, of course, the music coordinator here at CITR, Sarah Accordingly. So, if you want to go see them live tomorrow night at the Lido, I'm going to play a song called Waiting off of the Silent Days tape that came out back in 2013, back when it was Ace Martins on his own, expecting new music from them in the near future. After that, got a band from Seattle who I just learned.
Seattle Pride.
Yes, that's true. Seattle Pride. Called Vats, who will be playing here in Vancouver on the 31st of May. And I just discovered that they are going to be joining me on June 1st, I guess, which is a Monday, in 2 weeks' time, hopefully live on air. I will be getting some sort of interview with them. A good pop punk, post punk band from Seattle. And they'll be playing with Lie, and Other Jesus. So, for now.
How do you do it? You got Marilyn Manson in here. You're getting
there. I know. It's high quality. It's a high quality program.
Liturgy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just out of my control. Out of my control at this point. You know.
That's why you burrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And shield yourself from the world.
Yeah. It's true.
Deep.
All right. So this is Ace Martin's song called Waiting Off of Silent Days. That was Vats from Seattle. An EP, I guess, of sorts, called Excessive Days. You can find on their Bandcamp and purchase a tape if you'd like. As I said, should be on the program in 2 weeks' time. So very exciting. Going to have to sign off real quick here. Wise Men Radio on next. And Kevin, thank you for joining me. Made it more enjoyable. Started off as a very lonesome episode. Became one of the more involved episodes I've had. Had a couple callers, Melissa and Ken. Melissa was called in, was being painted when she called. So she was having her portrait done and she called in.
It's quite the story.
Very interesting. Harrison also called in. Harrison wanted to add one more terrible film. The first remake of The Planet of the Apes, not the Mark Wahlberg, the first, which is on the list, but the first one with As the Apes Are Rising, the prequel, which is a very good choice with James Franco. With James Franco is going to be up there.
I'm sure that Wizard of Oz movie's got to be up there.
So, yeah, I mean,
Alice in Wonderland?
It's an endless list.
We missing some of these?
What is it called? Your Highness. all that kind of stuff. So, anyhow, thank you for joining me. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned, Wise Men Radio. And next week, May 25th, I'll be back at 3 p.m. Most likely a Music Waste inspired episode. So, thank you all for listening. And gonna, in the transition here, play a new track from Purient, kind of a noise black metal act. New album just came out, Frozen Niagara Falls. This song is called A Sorrow with a Braid.
Okay. Oh, happy Victoria Day.
Happy Victoria Day.
Toodle-doo.